topic is expressing the bacterial NFS1 gene in creeping bentgrass for phytoremediation of TNT. Phytoremediation refers to the use of green plants to remove pollutants from the environment or to render them harmless. The advantage of the phytoremediation includes first self-sustaining, and this is a very compared with current method, this is an inexpensive way to do the environmental remediation, and also this method could have very good environmental friendly and aesthetically pleasing to the public, and this method could be used over large contaminated area. Why we need to use transgenic? The simple answer is that transgenic plants could dramatically improve the efficiency of phytoremediation. Transgenic technology could be significantly improve or eliminate those bottlenecks in the development of a phytoremediation crop. These bottlenecks include the availability of contaminants in the soil for uptake by roots, the rate of uptake, and the extent of tolerance or the rate of transformation into less toxic form. The translocation of contaminants from roots into shoots. Perennial grass is perennial grass is a very good candidate for phytoremediation because perennial grass has advantages such as they could be year-round cover and the cover could be 100%. And perennial grass also have a very excellent adaptability for different environments, and they have excellent erosion control and environmental enhancement effects, and very impressive environmental acidic effects, for example, turf grass. At the same time, the high density of shoots and roots, that means better pollutant accessibility, and some species could be grows very fast, that means higher or quicker biomass accumulation. For remediation of the pollutants, that's equal to the quicker phytoextraction or pollutant sequestration. At the same time, some species are sterile, for example, triploid Bermuda grass, and that could be very good for the control of flow of transgenes. So based on the advantage of perennial grass I mentioned above, we think turf grass as a kind of perennial grass could be a very good candidate for phytoremediation, and at the same time, phytoremediation could be a good niche for turf industry to fill. TNT and RDX are widespread toxic contaminants at military training ranges and old manufacturing plants. They are highly toxic, they are mutagenic, and have a serious impact on the environment and human health. The genes to degrade or sequestrate the TNT and RDX has been identified and isolated from bacteria. The gene in charge of the TNT sequestration and the degradation in bacteria is NFS1 gene. Transgenic tobaccos with NFS1 gene showed very good TNT toxicity tolerance. And the gene in charge of the RDX degradation in bacteria is XPRA gene, which is a member of cytochrome P450. Transgenic plants with XPRO gene show very good tolerance to the RDX, and basically they can degrade the RDX and use the RDX as their nitrogen sources. This slide shows the transgenic plants. Transgenic Arabidopsis under the high concentration stress of the RDX, non-transgenic plants will be killed, finally will be killed gradually. But the transgenic plants, they can degrade the RDX and use it as a nitrogen source, so they can survive and grow quicker. The target of our project is developing a variety of perennial grasses that can be used for phytoremediation of TNT and RDX. Our final target is wheat grass. Could be western wheat grass, land wheat grass, or Siberian wheat grass. However, so far there's no efficient transformation system for wheat grass, so we need to investigate the performance of those bacterial genes in the perennial grass first, and we choose the creeping bentgrass as our model plants to do this investigation. Creeping bentgrass is very familiar for everyone here, and the most important reason for us to choose it is it's very easy to be transformed. So we induce the embryogenic colors from the nodes of a single strain which has been provided by Dr. Stacy Bonners at Rutgers. And the agrobacterium strain has been used for the transformation. The transformation is a co-transformation. We use two bacterial strains together. In our experiments is RBA4404, which harboring a hygromycin resistant gene, and the strain C58C1, which are harboring the NFS1 gene, driving by our 35S promoter. The ratio of these two strains is 1:3, and the final concentration for the infection is 0.25. The hygromycin selection concentration is 150, and we use the TNT supplemented medium for the TNT tolerance tests. This slide shows the embryogenic colors from the nodes. And this slide shows the selection of hygromycin resistant colors of the infection. This is the regeneration of hygromycin resistant lines. This is the confirmation of the NFS1 gene integration in the creeping bentgrass genome. Now, if you check the hygromycin genes, you will see basically all the transgenic lines of hygromycin insertions there, but only partial of them have their NFS1 gene. This is the result of co-transformation. And this slide shows the tolerance of the of some good transgenic lines to the TNT stress. The concentration of TNT used here is 0.15 millimore. And you can see only some good transgenic lines can grow up and survive and grow up. And this is the control line, non-transgenic lines. And some transgenic lines, even they have NFS1 gene, but maybe due to no expression or very low level of expression, so they still cannot survive and grow up. And if you increase the concentration of the TNT, you will see more severe toxicity on the plants. Only some real good transgenic lines can survive. This is under long-term TNT stress conditions. This slide is 2 months results. You can see only some real good transgenic lines can survive and gradually grow up. This is the control, and this are some perhaps very low expression lines. The conclusion is, due to their properties, we believe turf grass species could be excellent candidates for phytoremediation. And the NFS1 gene was transformed into creeping bentgrass, and some good transgenic lines show very good TNT toxicity tolerance. As I mentioned before, we need two genes to handle the TNT and the RDX at the same time. So we also transformed the XPRA gene, which could confer the RDX degradation into the creeping bentgrass. These slides represent our view of the phytoremediation in future. For a contaminated site, the low maintenance turf grass, perennial grass, hopefully turf grass, will be used as a pioneer plant to cover the plant, cover the site, and to eliminate the contaminant in the top soil. And some transgenic trees will be planted around the site to prevent the further diffusion of their pollutant into their groundwater on the outer environment. And after several years, after this top soil has been cleaned, the pollutants in the top soil have been cleaned by the perennial grass, and then the transgenic trees will be moved in to clean the pollutants in the deep soil. and gradually, step by step, this site will be cleaned and give us a better environment.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my report. Thank you.
Okay. We have enough time for
questions. Yeah, the question is whether we investigate the possibility for other pollutants. The answer is yes. As our lab, basically, they have a very good transgenic trees for the eliminate of the TCE pollutant, which is a very popular and pollutant in the environment. That one, it seems works very well in the poplar and willow trees. And we also transform that gene into the grass and try to see whether that way could be used as a part of the phytoremediation, yeah, to cover the those contaminated sites. Yeah.
Is there any other question?
Yeah, TNT could be just one gene. TNT could be just one gene, but the TNT for the in the plants, basically they just sequestrated in the plants. They accumulated as a non-toxic components for plants, so they cannot totally degrade it. But the RDX, yes, basically one gene it could work. XPRE gene could work, but if you at the same time has another component of that. That enzyme, that's what they call is XPRB gene. Yeah, you're right, need two genes. If they have two genes, that could be works better a lot. The higher efficiency. Yeah, so we also deliver, we deliver all of them, all those genes into the grass.